From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Representatives of about 70 countries meeting in Paris have reaffirmed that only a two-state solution can solve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Final communique of the one-day International Middle East Peace Conference also warned against any unilateral steps by either side that could undermine negotiations.
L'initiative que la France a lancée et à laquelle vous avez pleinement adhéré.
French President François Hollande warned the long-standing and internationally backed two-state solution appears to be under threat. Neither the Palestinians nor the Israelis were on hand at the meeting in Paris, participants calling on both sides to refrain from unilateral steps that prejudge the outcome of the negotiations, such as Jerusalem borders, security, refugees. Israeli spokesman David Keyes dismissed the meeting as counterproductive.
Well, this conference is really a futile conference, and it's one which is going to push peace further back. It's a little bit like marriage counseling with neither the husband nor the wife present, but 75 diplomats from around the world trying to solve a complex and rather intimate conflict.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas said he hopes the conference helps stop Israeli settlement activities in the occupied territories. Congolese officials say hundreds of armed rebels from the disbanded group M23 have crossed from Uganda into the Democratic Republic of Congo. They were defeated by UN and Congolese forces in 2013 and withdrew to camps in Uganda and Rwanda. M23 has agreed to disarm, demobilize, and reinvigorate its fighters into civilian life. This is VOA News. Health Ministry in Kyrgyzstan says a cargo plane has crashed into a residential area. It happened just outside the country's main airport. At least 32 were dead. Turkish airline Boeing 747 crash-landed south of the capital, Bishkek, where local emergency services are working on the scene. No details were immediately available as to why the plane crashed. Just days before his inauguration, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has taken to Twitter and some interviews with the foreign press to reflect on his win and what he would do once inaugurated. Post-election polls showed Mr. Trump won largely because of his tough talk when it comes to some nations, such as China. In recent days, Mr. Trump said Beijing's One China policy should be up for discussion in future trade negotiations. This comes after a telephone call he had just after his election from Taiwan's leader, and that upset Beijing. Monash University Asia scholar Bruce Jacobs tells VOA he expected China's response, in which the state media said the U.S. president-elect speaks like a rookie.
But for him to say that Taiwan should be a bargaining chip in some trade negotiations between China and Taiwan, I think is completely wrong and illegitimate. Taiwan is a separate nation. It's a middle-sized nation, and it should not become a bargaining chip. We have 23 million people who have democratized and live with human rights and democratization, and they certainly shouldn't be traded off for some supposed trade advantages that the United States might gain with China.
Mr. Trump takes the oath of office as the 45th American president on Friday at noon local time. Here in Washington, VOA will have special coverage of the inauguration beginning at 16 hours Universal Time. That'll be on radio, television, and on the Internet at voanews.com. Monitors are saying artillery fire from Syrian government forces hit a crisis shelter near Damascus, killing or wounding at least 30 civilians who had fled to the site to avoid nearby fighting between rebels and the Syrian army. And the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights called the attack in the Barada Valley a massacre. The fighting north of Damascus in the water-rich valley has raged since December 22nd, when the Barada River water supplies to the capital of about 5.5 million people were severely curtailed because of water contamination. Today is a federal holiday here in the United States. It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Remembers a man who was the chief spokesman for nonviolent activism in the civil rights movement, which successfully protested racial discrimination in federal and state laws. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.